are now at committee reports. Commissioner Thorburn.
We're getting close. Sorry. You're good now?
So yesterday, we're good? Okay. Yesterday, there were two committee meetings of the commission, committees of the commission. One was the Wildlife Committee, which has been a standing committee of the commission for a long time. The other is a new committee, the Wolf Committee. The first of the meetings was the Wolf Committee, so I'll start with that. This was actually the first really official meeting of the Wolf Committee. The commission made the decision on a conference call last month to formalize this committee. Being the first committee, we had some sort of process matters to take care of. We selected me as chair, and currently we have three members. Besides me, we have Jay Holtzmiller and Barbara Baker, only Barbara and I were in attendance. Jay was plowing roads down south. We decided on some process issues. We also decided that we could have four members of this committee, but decided that we would wait, since we're missing a commission member and expecting an appointment, we would wait to see if that person has sort of a wildlife emphasis and invite that individual to be part of the Wolf Committee. So right now it will be the three of us who are meeting. We had some process discussion when we would be meeting and how we would record our meetings. These meetings are open to the public. However, public are there to listen and not participate in with testimony as we do at commission meetings. We may on occasion invite a public member who has some expertise to speak to us. However, it won't be a regular, there won't be regular time for testimony during these meetings. The purpose, we're still developing the purpose statement, but the reason for setting up this committee is that we've reached a point with a wolf recovery that there are going to be a number of needed policy decisions. And that's when the commission needs to engage. So this committee is going to be the group of commissioners that are deeply engaged with wolf issues. We can't make formal decisions, but we will actually make decisions about bringing recommendations on wolf policy to the commission. So that's kind of process. We talked about several timelines to kind of get a general idea of when we would need to meet as a committee and when we will be coming back to the commission with these recommendations. So as I mentioned, we are at a point in wolf recovery where we're going to have to be making some policy decisions, and that means that there are several processes going on that we'll be following closely on this committee and then coming forward to the commission with our recommendations. Those processes include several areas where there's a SEPA process, and that includes the periodic status report. When we have species that are listed as endangered or threatened, The statute and rule require that the commission receive a status report on the recovery of that species at 5 years after the listing decision. We're at that point with wolves, and so we're the rule has actually been opened, and staff have begun very preliminary work on the periodic status review. And this will be a very public process, as PSRs, as we call them, periodic status reviews, are. There will be public input on scoping and then responding to draft reports throughout the process. The minimum time that it takes to develop a final periodic status review, which includes a recommendation on the listing status, is a year because of the CEPA process. One of the things that we talked about as we move forward on the periodic status review is how listing is going to be reviewed by staff. And I'm going to take us to our rule. Excuse me while I get this open. On listing and delisting. I had this before. Sorry. A delisting decision can be made in two ways. One is we have a conservation and management plan for wolves that defines in the plan what the population status needs to be in order for the wolf to be delisted. And our current plan says that wolves must reach a certain number of breeding pairs in the state and be distributed through our three wolf recovery areas. And currently we have breeding pairs in two of the recovery areas, but no breeding pairs in the most western of the recovery areas. We are reaching a number of breeding pairs that is close to what would be required in the plan for recovery. So we've got breeding pairs numbers that almost meet the recovery criteria, but they're all piled up in one of the recovery areas, with a few in the second of the recovery areas and none in the third recovery area. Our rule on delisting also allows delisting if species is considered sufficiently recovered so that it is no longer in danger of demise. The population is no longer in danger of demise due to a lack of habitat, a disease, and other factors. We can consider whether the science supports recovery based on our recovery plan, or we can consider recovery if if the species is no longer in danger of demise, population demise within the state. Those decisions do have to be based on good science. So we are in our PSR, staff are going to evaluate both of those factors scientifically. They're going to decide, evaluate whether we've met the recovery plan criteria, and they're going to determine whether we've met the or the Wolves have met the recovery based on secure population status in the state. Their recommendation will be based on one or the other of those in terms of whether or not we downlist or delist. And I think that while the commission has not given explicit instruction to staff that we approach Wolf recovery in that way, I think that it really reflects where the commission is. So in general, we were supportive in the Wolf committee, and I just wanted to get that out in public to be very clear that it isn't just the Wolf recovery plan that we're going to be looking at as we make this decision. The rule allows for two ways to make the decision, and we will be looking at both those ways. that covers a very major area that we will be following on the Wolf Committee. We will be bringing recommendations to the commission during scoping, or actually during pre-scoping, and then also we'll take a look at the alternatives that are developed, as well as looking at the draft plans going forward. We'll probably be a little bit more involved in this PSR than we usually are with species. The other two processes that are going on are, as we move toward recovery with wolves, we have a current conservation and management plan, but it is for an endangered species, and we need to move forward with a plan for post-delisting or downlisting, and so that process has also just begun and will be a SEPA process. The Wolf Advisory Group has been looking at the delisting plan preliminarily, looking at the scoping issues, and we're going to be determining how we're going to work in parallel with the WIF advisory group, because there will clearly be policy issues that come out of the delisting plan. And then the other SEPA that's going on is we're looking at the possibility of wolf translocation. As I mentioned, we don't have any wolves in the westernmost wolf recovery area, and if we follow the Wolf Conservation and Management Plan recovery, we'll need wolves in that area for recovery. So that's one consideration, to move wolves into the westernmost recovery area. That process is going to be evaluated. We don't expect to see translocations soon. The process itself is going to, right now, we're aiming to have SEPA concluded on translocation in December. That may get extended. But it will allow us to have that as potentially a method to move toward recovery as a result of this process. The Wolf Committee decided that we don't need to be super engaged in the translocation SEPA, that we should just receive reports on how that's proceeding forward. And then the final area that we're looking at is wolves and grazing on our WDFW lands. We do support with WDFW wildlife areas the notion of working lands, and do have grazing on a number of our wildlife areas, including in wolf country. So we're beginning to take a look at the implications of wolf conflict on WDFW lands that are grazed and how that should be managed. That's very preliminary right now. Our committee actually decided that this is a much larger issue than just wolves and grazing. So we're actually shifting that into the Wildlife Committee as an issue, although we will in the Wolf Committee continue to take a look at it as it touches on issues of wolf conflict with grazing on WDFW lands. We also reviewed House Bill 2097, which is Representative Kretz's bill on wolf delisting and wolf conflict, and talked a little bit about how that might impact timelines of our work as a commission on wolf policy issues. So that kind of includes a rather lengthy report on the Wolf Committee. Any questions? Or Barbara, do you want to add anything?
Well, no, that was very extensive, and you got through it all. The thing that I wanted to add was we only left that other slot open because we assumed that none of the rest of you guys are going to run in to want to be on that committee. If you do, after listening to that, feel free.
That's a good point.
Commissioner Graybill?
Well, I think you're right, Barbara. I think it's a good idea to allow a new member to fill that slot. And I have to commend you guys for taking this on. Kim, thank you for a very thorough report. Obviously, you guys were very busy yesterday. It's important to include the details. As you said, there's processes just to get things set up properly, and I appreciate the attention that you've given that. And I also have to thank you both and Jay for taking this on. It's an important step forward for a very contentious issue, and it will bring us closer to resolution, and also I think really help the public understand that the commission, and particularly these commission members, are being proactive and are taking it on, and it's not being just kicked down the road. We need some solution to this problem soon, and I think it's particularly important as we meet in Spokane. This affects a lot of the people in this region. So thank you for moving forward with this, because it has been stalled, and I appreciate the effort you're making to get some momentum behind this issue.
Thank you.
I'd like to just speak to the fourth person, who that fourth person may be. Some of the discussion we had when we formed this committee was the expectations are the new commissioner will be from Eastern Washington, which is where most of the action is, and I think it's logical that we do that if and when possible. So thank you, Kim. Did you want to speak to the Wildlife
Committee? Yeah, it'd be much shorter. So because it was the second meeting, and after that rather intensive discussion on wolf, we were slowing down a little bit. So our...
Can I speak to the wolf issue?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. And I guess this is going to be more at the crowd than the front table here on this. This wolf issue is a moving target, and any of us that have shot at a coyote fogging out across a summer fallow field, how many of you ever shot in front of that coyote? 99 times out of 100, there's dust flying up behind a coyote. And that's where I feel that we're at on this whole wolf issue. This thing is moving at the speed of light, and we're in a Model A. So hopefully by forming this group, we can get a little more attention on it and get our lead where it needs to be, because this is such a fluid deal, and we are getting close. The science is, quote-unquote, changing with these wolf or with these scent dogs and DNA. So this is something that we really got to put some focus at and be looking in the future instead of looking in the past and managing in the rearview mirror all the time. And that's where it seems to me as we've been, is managing looking in a rearview mirror. So hopefully, we're going to be needing a lot of help on this, and I think that's where you guys will come in very handy for us, is trying to look forward on this. And I know that up in Northeast, you guys are frustrated and want to strangle us on a pretty regular basis, and we accept that, but let's all try and be looking to the full, to the future, and get out in front of this deal a little bit instead of working from behind all the time. So hopefully we can do it with this WOOF committee. Thank you.
Yes. So the Wildlife Committee actually had a rather free-ranging discussion, and mostly we talked about legislative issues that impact wildlife that are before the legislature, and went over some of the rules that are going to be presented today. There really isn't. I will be having that discussion. There really isn't much to add on the Wildlife Committee. I should mention we did have three members of the public at the WOOF committee meeting, and one stayed on for the Wildlife Committee as well. Thank you.
Regarding the Fish Committee, we did not meet. Nothing to report currently. Probably next month.